Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Chain Radio News. Today is Wednesday, 17 December 2025. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. War veteran leader slams government vehicles donations. Government warns of more evictions over illegal settlements. ZCTU blames government failure for eroding workers' rights. And now for the news in detail. A faction leader of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Andreas Matilela, has criticized vehicle donations by government officials and private individuals, saying they are politically motivated and disconnected from citizens' needs. Speaking at the launch of a war veteran support initiative, Matilela said former freedom fighters want meaningful economic empowerment and improved welfare, not symbolic handouts that fail to address their challenges. Government has warned that more illegal settlements across the country will be identified for eviction following the displacement of thousands of families from Wildale Farm in Zimba East. At least 3,000 people were evicted and relocated to Nyabira, where reports say living conditions remain poor. Information Minister Jenfan Muswere said cabinet is concerned about the spread of illegal settlements and will act decisively to enforce settlement laws. The evictions have, however, raised human rights concerns, with families reportedly given little time to remove their belongings. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions say workers are being denied key socio-economic rights due to government failure. Speaking during Human Rights Day commemorations, ZCTU Secretary General Tirivanu Marimo said rising inequality, company closures, and high prices have eroded workers' dignity and access to basic needs. The Catholic Lawyers Association has urged the Senate to reject proposed abortion-related clauses in the Medical Services Amendment Bill. The group says the changes are unconstitutional and were introduced without public consultation, warning they undermine the right to life guaranteed by the Constitution. Police have intensified a manhunt for a 32-year-old suspect wanted in connection with the killing of five members of the same family in Guruwe. National Police spokesperson Commissioner Paul Nyati has appealed to the public for information, saying a multi-unit operation is underway to arrest the suspect. The Zimbabwe senior men's football team, the Warriors, travel to Morocco for AFCON 2025 in Scotland FC bus, raising concerns over football administration in the country. Analysts say a national team relying on borrowed transport highlights failures at ZIFA, especially at a time when political structures have received new vehicles. Critics argue that a team bus is a basic requirement and its absence points to poor governance and lack of accountability. The Deputy Speaker of Parliament has struggled to explain how ZPF campaign materials were found scattered within the Parliament precinct. Tshiredzi Central MP Ropafadzo Makumire raised concerns over the safety and neutrality of Parliament, questioning whether members are secure in their movements. No clear assurances were given. The government is facing criticism over conflicting messages on foreign investment after announcing plans for foreign companies to cede portions of ownership. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube warned against a statement that could be seen as xenophobic. He was responding to calls by Grain Millers Association official for protection of local businesses. Analysts say government appears divided between attracting investors and addressing local business concerns. Detectives involved in the arrest of suspects linked to the killing of businessman Joseph Mutangadura have been honored at the 2025 CID Awards of Excellency. Commissioner Crispin Charumbira praised the officers' bravery and investigative work, revealing that police aim to arrest more than 20,000 criminals by the end of January next year. In economic news, travelers at Bedbridge Border Post have criticized a Zim Papers publication for reporting improved efficiency at the border. The Herald Online claimed the travelers had commended authorities for embracing a new border efficiency management system. However, travelers on the ground say the report does not reflect reality, citing hours-long delays over the weekend despite using the online booking system. Frequent users of the border are urging the state-owned media to offer constructive and balanced reporting. The Safari Operators Association of Zimbabwe is calling for a stable and predictable regulatory environment to boost tourism growth. Speaking at an industry meeting, Executive Director Stanley Mudawarima said consistent policies and reduced the extra cost could help tourism revenue reach $3 billion within 2 years. He warned that recent increases in value-added taxes risk discouraging tourists and undermining the sector's competitiveness as it targets $5 billion in annual revenue by 2030. And in news from local communities, two men are facing charges of unlawful entry and theft following a series of break-ins at a safari camp in Manapos last September. Ephraim Maronga and Clayton Kapesa are accused of cutting into tourist tents at Vundu Bush Safari Camp and stealing items including cameras, watches, and cash. Property worth over $10,000 was recovered after the suspects were intercepted in Zambia. Police say a third accomplice is still at large. The two are in custody facing 9 counts. A group of men suspected to be linked to a series of murders has been arrested in Nyatsanga and Chingorongozi in Guruve. The suspects were apprehended by community members after allegedly attempting to abduct a young girl herding cattle, initially claiming they were seeking water for prayers. The men later raised suspicion after admitting they had a vehicle and accomplices. Police are investigating possible links to the killing of 7 people reported in the area over the past 3 days. In international news, the United States has expanded its travel restrictions, adding several African and Middle Eastern countries, with Zimbabwe among 50 nations facing tighter entry rules. The Donald Trump administration says the affected countries were selected over concerns, including corruption, unreliable civil documentation, high visa overstay rates, and limited cooperation on deportations. And finally, in sports news, Ropa Fadzoviano and Precious Tagonwa have advanced to the bronze medal finals at the 4th African Youth Games in Angola. Viano will compete against Nigeria's Agogo Happiness Agaga in the girls under 63 kg category, while Tagonwa faces Ruth Impiopi in the under 70 kg bronze medal contest. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. War veteran leader slams government vehicle donations. Government warns of more evictions over illegal settlements. ZCTU blames government failures for eroding workers' rights. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.